The Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council is calling for the official censure of the five members of the U.S. Supreme Court who voted to reduce the Exxon Valdez award. Earlier this week, Executive Director John Devens sent a letter to Governor Palin asking her to draft a resolution requesting Congress formally censure Justices Souter, Thomas, Scalia, Kennedy, and Roberts. The council members say, with or without interest, the award will simply be too small to deter oil shippers from future negligence. Stan Jones, a spokesman for the council, says they realize the resolution wouldn't have the force of law.
Our thinking is that if it were to occur, it would, in all likelihood, be largely symbolic. But nonetheless, it would put the state of Alaska through the governor and then a legislature, which handles resolutions, on the record as saying very emphatically that that decision was just not appropriate.
Congress created the council after the 1989 spill to be a watchdog over the industry. Jones says the council will continue to oppose efforts to weaken punitive damage awards from oil spills.
We filed a friend of the court brief way back in January, arguing to uphold the idea of punitive damages in this case and cases like it, because of our belief that punitive damages, by in effect raising the cost of an oil spill to the spiller, it serves as a disincentive, a deterrent to the kind of risky behavior that led to the Exxon Valdez spill almost 20 years ago and could lead to another spill equally bad someday if the industry gets careless again.
The Supreme Court justified the reduction by accepting Exxon's argument that maritime law should apply to the spill. John Velsko of Homer, who chaired one of the council's committees, says that amounted to judicial activism, which in other cases the High Court has opposed, but not this time.
I was the chair on the Prince William Sound RCAC, Legislative Affairs Committee, and we were just discussing this feeling of hopelessness that a lot of Alaskans had on this decision. And censure may be a symbolic gesture, but at least it may send a message to these activist Supreme Court judges that their task is to interpret law, not make new law.
The council is made up of 18 member organizations and communities. You can read the letter council members sent to Governor Palin by following the link on our website, aprn.org.